Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Friday, January 30th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, Roseau South MP calls for independent commission of inquiry. Telecom's merger has potential to prejudice trade, says a CARICOM competition commission. And Eurozone deflation gathers pace in January. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you. Only at Quartz. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Quartz today, where furniture is fashionable. Quartz, bringing value home.
Lamar Irish Kid Irish of the St. John's Academy has retained the title of Junior Calypso Monarch. The 14-year-old captivated the judges with his rendition, Role Model, outperforming nine other competitors at the Harlem Plaza on Thursday. Meanwhile, the first runner-up position went to newcomer Tatiana Tati D. Dangleben of the Convent High School with a song titled Know Your Friends. Wesley High School's Nia Nicker Burnett came in second, singing What Is Your Legacy, followed by Nikima, the Empress Alfred of the St. Martin Secondary School in third place with her rendition Living an Eye World. Roseau South MP Attorney Joshua Francis has called for an independent commission of inquiry to be set up to determine the veracity of allegations made in a report written by Dominica's Labour Commissioner Matthew LeBlanc. The 13-page report suggests that some high-ranking government officials may be involved in the racketeering of visas and work permits in Dominica, especially for Haitian nationals. Speaking on Q95 Friday, Francis says some form of inquiry must be taken in the interest of Dominicans at the soonest time possible.
In the interest of the public, in the interest of every Dominican, there's an urgency in calling for a commission of inquiry. A commission of inquiry can be set up under the Commission of Inquiry Act of Dominica. After all serious allegations have been made, and if that is true, it is only right that we have an inquiry to ascertain the veracity of such allegations and to make the necessary recommendations to take further action. As you said, you know, it's a report which has been leaked out, so we do not know for sure the certainty of such allegations. But from what we're hearing, that appears to be very serious. Racketeering is a criminal act. And as I said, if that is true, clearly some action must be taken in the interest of the people of Dominica. And the position of the United Workers Party Team Dominica is that some form of inquiry must be taken, because we are hearing about our passports. We are hearing about public servants who have been given the responsibility to act in our best interest. And it appears to me, based on what I'm hearing, some people are making money out of activities which they ought not to have been involved in. And that is why we are saying that a commission of inquiry may be the most reasonable thing to take place.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Lennox Linton says he is concerned that after 18 days of receiving a report from Labour Commissioner Matthew LeBlanc suggesting that high-ranking government officials may be involved in the racketeering of visas and work permits here, there has been no official response from Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett or Labour Minister Raban Blackmore. The report, which has been in the public domain for 7 days now, has sparked much outrage among the public, with a number of persons demanding a response from those in authority. Linton says, like Roseau South MP Joshua Francis, he too recommends urgent investigation into the matter. He's also calling on the police authority to investigate this matter.
In this country that we live, the police authority do not deserve anybody's invitation to investigate crime. You cannot tell me that no police officer has heard Q95 in the last 7 days, or nobody in the police high command has become aware of what is coming out of the Labour Commissioner's office in terms of that report, so that at least two or three investigators from CID, or one or two of them, or the head honcho himself, could go and ask some questions without being asked to do so or directed so to do by the political directorate. Where crimes are committed, we expect the police authority to act. So What do we have now? We have a prime minister confirming his knowledge of racketeering of visas and work permits in the Department of Labor 42 days ago. We have a report from the Labor Commissioner at the request of the Prime Minister, which he got 24 days after he made the request for investigation and fixing. And the Prime Minister has had that report now for 18 days, and the public cannot hear a single word from the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. And you tell me whether that represents a proper example of how the people's business is to be conducted, is to be taken stewardship of, especially where criminal activity is involved.
CUSO International, a North American leading international development organization aimed at reducing poverty and inequality through the efforts of skilled volunteers, is gearing up to host a Caribbean-wide national volunteerism symposium in Dominica. According to a release, the workshop, carded for February 4th to 5th at the Fortune Hotel, will seek to give partners an opportunity to learn best practices from already established national volunteer platforms and to share on ways of promoting national volunteerism across the region. Volunteers collaborate with local partners on health, education, environment, social justice, and livelihoods of projects, sharing knowledge and experience to create sustainable change. Countries participating are Dominica, St. Lucia, Belize, Grenada, Guyana, and Trinidad and Tobago. All costs associated with this symposium are being covered by CUSO International. And Dominica is the sole electricity provider. Domlec has made a donation of $40,000 to 13 organizations across the island for the hosting of their various carnival activities this year. Acting General Manager of Domlec, Nathaniel George, told the presentation ceremony at the company's Focoli branch this morning that this contribution is in keeping with Domlec's commitment towards the development of Dominica's culture. He says the company made the decision to spread its contribution across the islands this year to help support the growth of the various events at the village level.
The contribution of Domlec to the culture, and in my mind, Carnival is the premier of Dominica culture. And as the sole distributor, the sole generator of electricity on the island, Domlec has a significant responsibility as a corporate citizen to make a contribution in all respects of Dominica's life. And at this time, Carnival is the main activity that we are focusing on. It is something that we get a lot of requests for. And as Adina mentioned, over the years, Carnival has moved primarily from Roseau. And so we found ourselves supporting a number of groups, a number of events outside of the main activity in Roseau. And that is important because as we continue to develop the culture, as we continue to develop Carnival, it is so important that at the village level that we contribute to those events as well. Because as part of developing the country, it is not just what's happening in the city that is important. Also, some of the young groups, it's important that for continuity's sake, that the next generation be encouraged, that they are provided with the support.
Meanwhile, Raymond Lawrence of the Whitey Kubali Dance Theatre, one of the beneficiaries of Domlec's donations, expressed gratitude to the company for their contribution towards the development of culture in Dominica.
Just want to thank Domlec for the support, not just to Whitey Kubali, to all the organizations represented here, playing a very important role, I think, in the community, because I think what we're doing is giving young people an opportunity to showcase their talents and their skills, to help to build their capacity, and to help them even to prepare for their future careers. So while it sometimes can look a little, you know, on the side, a pastime, it's just a little hobby or something, but persons are now getting careers in culture, in the arts. They're going on to study music, as a matter of fact, at CXC. They're doing art at CXC. They're doing theater arts at CXC. There's a program now in the schools, visual and performing arts, in all the schools. And just from my own experience, I've seen where people have become teachers of arts in the schools.
The Caribbean Community CARICOM Competition Commission has concluded that the agreement by Cable and Wireless Communications to acquire Columbus International Inc. has the potential to prejudice trade and prevent, restrict, or distort competition within the CARICOM Single Market and Economy CSME with the possibility of cross-border effects. Accordingly, the Commission has written to the national competition authorities of member states pursuant to Article 176.1 of the revised Treaty of Chagrarmas to request a national competition authority to undertake a preliminary examination of the business conduct of the enterprise. Article 176.2 of the RTC states, where a request is received according to paragraph 1, the national competition authority shall examine the matter and report its findings to the commission within such time as may be determined by the commission. The commission has requested the NCAs complete the preliminary examination within 30 days from the date of the receipt of the written request. Deflation across the 19 countries that use the Eurozone currency is a gathering pace. In January, prices in the Eurozone were 0.6% down on their levels a year ago. The figure shows the Eurozone heading deeper into deflationary territory from December, when prices were 0.2% down on the year before. A large contributor to falling prices is the cost of energy, with oil prices down almost 60% on the middle of last year. Energy prices plunged 8.9% this month. And that's this afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of the headlines. Roseau South MP calls for independent commission of inquiry. Telecom's merger has potential to prejudice trade, says a CARICOM competition commission. And Eurozone deflation gathers pace in January. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, simply log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.